Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on, y'all? This is your KC Morning Show. My name is Harp. So a special hump day. There it is, Peter Sweeney. Redoubtable Peter Sweeney across the line. What up, Maine?
Morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Wednesday, June 24th. Every day that there is after this day will be less than the days behind you in the week. And that's why we call it hump day. You're sliding down the hump.
Some early Wednesday wisdom right there, Pete.
Yeah. You know what? It's how the week works. And so not even anything I did, just the way the week goes. You're just waking up in Kansas City. The real feel is the exact temperature. There's no additional. Oh,
you hold on so I can break them up with that real feel. Pete, do that thing you do.
Yeah, 76 is the real feel. 76 is the fake feel. It matches today. Should be sunny in Kansas City. Somewhat mild. Won't be in the 90s, which is nice. At the most it seems like it's going to get is 84. So that's maybe a good day to get out and have a picnic. Plentiful sunshine. High of 86. Winds northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour tonight. Cool down, 67 degrees, partly cloudy this evening, followed by increasing clouds. Showers could develop after midnight, so make sure you get home prior to then. On Thursday,
I can hear the accent starting to change. I can hear the meteorologist's accent starting to come out a little bit, man.
Yeah, it could be wet and wild out there, so grab those umbrellas.
There it is.
High of 91, low of 75 on Thursday, partly cloudy, and then we'll get into the weekend. Hopefully we can avoid that rain. We're looking at a system, and maybe it'll push out with 10-mile-an-hour winds to the southwest. So.
Love your optimism.
Yeah. What I do need to do is get a green screen so I could show you the Kansas City Metro behind me and point to a few things, make a few weird graphics. Call it a weather day, really.
When you get back in the studio, man, you got plenty of space in here. I have picked up some things, kind of cleaned some stuff out. If you want to do this, man, you want to do the full green screen effect, I got you covered, man. We can do this.
Yeah, green screen for a green swing.
Okay, guys. Settle down, fella. Happy Wednesday, Peter Swain. How was your Monday? How was your Tuesday? I have missed you terribly. Fill me in.
Yeah, well, I had talked about going on that vacation with my dad to upstate New York and golf with, you know, my old man, my uncle, my cousin, bunch of old guys. So the diet up there is like hot dogs and chips. So got me a little bit off my game, but I'm back in the game. I went to the grocery store, loaded up the fridge with some fresh produce, because when you're trying to lose weight, you should eat from the earth, is what I've heard.
Who told you that?
So I'm an earth man. Don't worry about it. So I'm an earth man now rather than a chip man. And I am even back in the game. I'm trying to get down weight.
I just love that, man. You always seem to find a way in this workout journey. And it's a journey.
It's up and down.
It is a process.
Peaks and valley.
Trust the process. And I just want you to know that my football coaches, my high school football coach, would be so proud of you.
Yeah.
You know what you're meeting right now? You know what you're meeting right in the face? You're staring it down.
Perseverance.
No. Adversity, which leads to your perseverance.
Yeah. No doubt about it. I get adversity. It was like hot dog town up there. I sustained it, pushed through, and now I'm back. And
you remember Coach Gray's words of wisdom? That was me, by the way. I used to coach kids at one point. Believe it or not, I was one of the best coaches in the state. We'll just move on from that. You don't run to the line. You run through the line.
Sir, this is a Chuck E. Cheese.
Did you, totally unrelated, I might even drop a sounder in this one. Did you hear the terrible news about my Chuck E. Cheese?
What?
Did you send the link? No, I guess it was somebody else that sent me this link. My Chuck E. Cheese, my beloved Chuck E. Cheese in Columbia, Missouri, is a casualty of COVID. Closed down.
The COVID.
This was touche. This was the Chuck E. Cheese where I made a bit of history. Everywhere I go, Pete, I tend to make history.
Right.
I I was the first male party host in Chuck E. Cheese history. I dressed up as the Chuckster, and I give great parties.
Yeah, what we
ask
need,
all the single moms. I mean, all the parents.
Yeah, what we need to, I think, really highlight right now in the year 2020 is male accomplishments. I don't think we have enough of those. So I think the fact that you were the first male is big. And so kudos to you. You don't see it a lot anymore.
Yeah, I'll fall back. You're right, Pete. You know what? Maybe my time is not now, John Cena. I'll take a second.
What's all these photos that I'm seeing of you potentially finally moving out of mom's? Isn't she going to miss you?
I followed your lead, man. It was time to get out. It's more than time. The whole point of this.
Well, wait a minute. I was not living with mom. Mom lives in another state, 20 states away. I was living with a few bros, maybe too old for a 31-year-old to be living in a frat house. So, okay, maybe. But they're very distant cousins, mom and the bros.
So you're telling me you would rather be associated with a room full of bros than being camped out at home with ma? You would rather take the frat life?
I would.
What? You would? See, I think I'm winning in this situation. You're a clown. Clearly, your mom's fridge isn't stocked as mine because I am never leaving. Well, I guess I'm going to have to leave now, but I, at a time, thought I would never leave.
Yeah, no, listen, it's time. I'm happy for you. So what's going on?
Well, here's the thing. I've lived away from my mother's house. I went to college and I came back from college and had my own place for a while. But doing the starving artist thing, man, you know this stuff. You know what it's like. We don't get paid a ton of money for what we do, but it's the life. I would never trade it for anything in the world. I can't do another job. I have a very certain set of skills, and mostly it's just, you know, moisturizing. So it was supposed to be just a holdover period. Stay with moms for maybe a year, max a year. It's been 3 years. So we are now making our way, I think, the West Bottoms.
When you go back in history, you find the Livestock Exchange was designed by Wilder and White, the same architects who did the Nelson Atkins Museum and City Hall. And if you notice, they're all done in the neoclassical style.
The ethos of the Livestock Exchange really did shape the West Bottoms.
For those that don't know, the buildings here are so large because they were designed around manufacturing. During World War II, Darby Still built over 1,000 landing craft tanks, right here, at peak one a day. And even before that, KC was building impressive structures here. The original Union Depot was set in the West Bottoms, and nicknamed the Jackson County Insane Asylum by denizens who complained it was too large at the time. But maybe greatest of all were the KC Stockyards. In 1940, only the Union Stockyards were larger, and this kind of scale allowed wealth to pour into the city.
Knock on wood.
What is the qualifier here? You're just looking around, seeing what's out there?
No, the qualifier is I need to get some movers. Like, this is a done deal.
Oh, I got it. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, so it's actually got a lot of history. I'm still trying to find some more stuff about it. I got a building, baby. I'm going from the family room to like 1,500 square feet. Fire station.
My favorite area in Kansas City is the Plaza. I discovered that when I was looking at a ton of places. Mm-hmm. But the cooler styled apartments, if you're trying to live in the KC Metro, are in the River Market and the East and West Bottoms.
I'm so excited, man, because my dad had a loft. He was a photographer, so he had a studio down in River Market, and you know, basically River Market, West Bottoms area, because he was kind of deep down in there when there was nothing but just the coffee smells of Folgers down there. So I'm just excited, man. I feel like I'm kind of get a chance to parallel Pops a little bit, because I definitely looked at West Plaza, like your area, super, super nice, real nice. But if I'm being honest, Pete, just between me and you, let's just, you know, we're boys. You talk about bros, we're bros. I have some ghost on the Plaza, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right,
so it's
course.
Just a little bit too soon to be hanging out a lot down there. Mm-hmm. It's still a little raw, but I think this is a great middleman, because I gotta get in my city. I love Lee Summit. Yours truly, Lee Summit, Missouri. The suburbs, I'm a king, but I wanted to be in the city. I used to be in the city, lived in Hyde Park. So this is a great, like, in between. I'm in West Bottoms. I live next door to the ship, so I can party, go downtown,
treble,
$5 Uber, and then when I want to get away from that craziness, come back home, and maybe even go do a couple reps at Hy-Vee Arena, because it's down the street from me. It's like 30 seconds. I really am excited.
Yeah,
thank you, Trump,
you should
money.
You should
thank
be.
You, stimulus.
Now, don't forget, after the first rent payment, you need to pay them again the next month. Just keep that in mind.
Oh, man, I'm excited. I'm excited. And here's the thing. I will be totally real with you. This is a nice, this will be the nicest spot I've ever lived in. And nice. There will be a very, very select few who will be allowed to come over.
Right.
And here's the thing, man. I haven't added you to the list yet.
That's shocking.
And I did that not because I'm a bit of an asshole. No, I did that because maybe we can put together like a Legends of the Hidden Temple style game so that Pete can earn his way to my new place.
See, this would be fine if I didn't know for a fact that the girl that you've probably known for less than 3 months is on the list. And so now the guy who you've known for 2 long years has to work his way? I don't think so. This is not the game that I'm going to play.
Why don't you take me to the news, huh? Why don't you take me to the news, big guy?
All right, it's Wednesday, June 24th. Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Oh, yeah! Jason Morning Show, your news break. Let's do the news. Peter, give me a letter. Give me a letter this morning.
D. Ooh.
Peter D, swing the D serve. Don't forget to slam that D. There's no reason to get a... I didn't need to get carried away with that one. You gave it. You want to slam that D, man. That's all you need right there. Happy Wednesday. Hump day. Baby!
You know, when Eminem won his first Oscar, Lose Yourself, he didn't think he had a chance. And he ended up winning it. And he just was watching cartoons with his daughter and falling asleep. Did you know that? Heard that yesterday.
I didn't know that, Pete. Thank you for bringing that bit of news to me. That's breaking news right there.
Marshall Mathers.
The old Eminem.
A little too much of mom's spaghetti.
Oh, you stole it from me. I was going to take that one. Pete, I guess I got to start cleaning out my closets. Am I right?
Oh, my goodness. Guess who's back again? Hearts is back for the West Bottoms.
Can you just let me have one? You just can't let me have one. All right.
Grave of the Monster. Nobody wants to see Hearts no more. Anyway. Wednesday. Camel's up.
Oh, Pete. All right. I'm just saying, for someone who wants to get an invite, mm-hmm. I just don't know if you're... I'm not sure if you're swooning me the way you should. Give me that sween swoon, baby.
If there's anything I learned this weekend, it's if you bring some chips and some dogs over, that door's open. I mean, you go from cabin to cabin at the golf trip with some chips and dogs.
All right, Pete, let's do the news. And I'll just give you a spoiler. The news is still bad. It's still all bad. If not worse.
As President Trump left Washington to speak to thousands of supporters in Arizona, on Capitol Hill, his top health advisor told lawmakers these rallies are a mistake.
You should not congregate in crowds. You should keep distance. If you do, please wear a mask. So plan A, don't go in a crowd. Plan B, if you do, make sure you wear a mask.
So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please.
His aides insisted the president was just kidding. But this morning, Trump said no, he wasn't.
I don't kid. Let me just tell you. Let me make it clear. Here's what I say. Testing is a double-edged sword.
45 plays for keeps. So at a hearing Tuesday... LOL, by the way. At a hearing Tuesday on Capitol Hill, Doc Fauci, Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health, testified, none of us have ever been told to slow down testing. That's a quote from Doc Fauci. So perhaps the president was being a little bit of a bravado there.
You know,
it's so unlike him. He wouldn't do such a
thing. I watched that interview and, you know, with John, the Lightning Bolton, and... One thing that you garnered from it is that all Trump really cares about inside is the election and getting reelected and the campaign and the fanfare and the crowd. And I'm wondering if he just thinks this is an 8-year-long version of The Apprentice, because this is the type of things that he would do like on television. I remember because before he was this jerk in chief, he was actually pretty entertaining on television.
You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
Always mentions ratings. He like will just like he doesn't care about the accuracy of what he's saying if it just will make him look good in the moment.
And it's old school tactics,
and you can't script
which is
it.
Crazy to me. It's old school TV stuff. Like I mean, like I said, we've talked about this before. Twitter was a dying platform until Trump kind of brought it back. And like, it is just, it's 80s style, like cable news tactics. And if anything, it still plays. Like maybe we need to have a conversation about that, about how, I'm not saying fake news, but maybe we need to have a different conversation about how the media does this stuff, because it's so plain to me. But it seems to me like the last few weeks, man, our guy is a bit of a nosedive. It almost feels like it's like he's self-aware about it, right? It's almost, I'm not gonna say intentional, but he's definitely almost playing into it.
Well, he's back into full campaign mode, which means like any press opportunity, it actually, in a sense, you sort of respect it, because you mentioned the Twitter world we live in nowadays. If he lies, I mean, people are just going to see a 1 minute clip, and the supporters he already has are going to believe it. Mm-hmm. And there's not going to be any fact checking. Nobody watches these full long debates, as we found out by Joe Biden somehow beating what were clearly on these stupid debates, better talent and clearly better leaders. And you get the 1 minute clip and you're good to go. And it doesn't matter if you lie or it doesn't matter whatever you say, the 1 minute clip is done.
And we'll move on from this. I just don't, I'm just having a really hard time seeing who this plays for besides just his base. Like, I don't know. This show, we have all kinds. We got young folks, we got middle-aged folks, we got older folks that listen. Who is this playing to? And maybe even let me know, because I'm curious. Maybe I don't want to know. Maybe I just want to keep it arm's length. More news. Corona coverage continues in KC, and nobody wants to talk about it, but Missouri's numbers are spiking. Like, we are now on those graphs on CNN and even on Fox News. We are now in the red. Those colors are no longer encouraging.
The number of coronavirus cases surged over 8,000 today in the Kansas City metro. For Missouri, this marks the fourth time in 6 days with the number of new cases topping 300. Now, to put that in perspective, it was only one day in all of May when the number of new cases was more than 300.
Oh, dear. That's my guy, Kevin Holmes from 41.
Big Kevin Holmes fan, by the way. I'm a fan of Channel 41. I like all of our news people. But I feel like, since you are our chief meteorologist and you were trained by Gary Lezak himself, virtually, I'm sure, I just feel like we have to be committed to KSHB.
Texted Kevin the other day. He was wearing a really great bumblebee tie, and he sent me back a DJ Khaled gif saying, "I appreciate
DJ
you.
DJ Khaled!"
So, yeah, I mean, sorry, Hartzell, but I mean, I have some great relationships with the anchors over at 41. What I will say about this spike is, I mean, it is like a volleyball court out here with this spike. This is a spike where the crowd goes, ooh and ah. This is the type of, it goes right into the opposing team's face, maybe some blood out of the nose like you would maybe see in the movies.
Okay.
I mean, if this were their volleyball court, point Kansas City, baby.
Let's talk about this. It's national news, maybe the biggest news in the sports world, and which is crazy to say because the sports world is nuts. NASCAR, Bubba Wallace, he discovers a noose. They have that amazing moment where all the drivers come out and they have that scene where they all support Bubba and walk him to the pit lane. I got choked up. It was amazing. FBI investigates. Come to find out, this is according to the FBI, Bubba was not targeted for a hate crime, but a noose had been in that garage since 2019.
From the evidence that we have, that I have, it's a straight up noose. The FBI has stated it was a noose over and over again. NASCAR leadership has stated that it was a noose. I can confirm that. I actually got evidence of what was hanging in my garage. It's not something I talked to my crew chief about. I said, is this something like, I wanted to make sure we weren't jumping the gun. And I said, this isn't a knock. This isn't just a regular old, what you call it. He's like, Bubba, this isn't something that can be done within a second of just tying a knot and being on the way.
What are you saying here?
It was a noose. It was a noose that was whether tied in 2019 or whatever. It was a noose. So it wasn't directed at me, but somebody tied a noose. That's what I am saying.
So a few different things. First off, I think NASCAR's response was perfect. And if it ever happened again, they even said they would do everything they did just like how it happened. And that's great because that's how it should be. Now, even though we've now have come to find out, and again, I put this in air quotes because I got some questions, that this was not a targeted hate crime, that doesn't discount the fact that NASCAR and their response and the drivers, like those moments of walking Bubba to pit lane, everything they did was right. And so I'm seeing all this stuff on social media. They're trying to compare Bubba Wallace to like Jesse Smollett from that show Empire, where he staged the hate crime, right, in Chicago, which is terrible. Like, that just sets back, as a black man, that sets back the movement, you know, a ton. But this wasn't that. And I still have questions. So the noose, why is that in a garage in the first place? They said it was a pull-down rope for the garage. I looked at the video because there is a video that they were able to find. The FBI got this footage of the dangling rope. I know I got a ton of folks that work in automotives. That was a noose.
Problem I think that you're running into is it was a great moment. And if you could separate the two things, I think it was great. It was a great sign of unity. And with the current climate, you could see why NASCAR maybe would have wanted to do that anyway. I mean, even if
Bubba, yeah, right. Yeah, I agree.
Now, that being said, it is bad in the sense that it sort of feeds the dividers a little bit, because they'll jump on this and the next time, which we know hate crimes will happen, mm-hmm, this will be quickly something that folks turn to and say, we have to check it out. We have to check it out. What's wild about it is this was the best outcome, right?
Exactly. Like, we should acknowledge that, by the way, our reaction from this should be a sigh of relief. This is a good
exactly,
thing. This was not a targeted hate crime, but I still got to question the context of why it's even there. And that, and even that can still be a conversation about the culture of NASCAR. Even though this was not what they deemed to be a targeted offense, I still think we could have this conversation keep going, because who would have thought that NASCAR is leading the conversation right now?
I just think it's a sign of the times that you have once, like, it's so, this should be ever, like, you would wish that everybody would be like, this is great that it wasn't intended. Mm-hmm. Whereas
People were trying to find a reason to not believe the story. And one that side is that's a, I want right. to put blinders on thing, but there were absolutely people trying to, actively hoping this was not a thing for reasons that weren't just because they wanted to make sure Bubba was okay.
It's just a really, and not to bring things back to Mr. 45, but it's just a really big sign of the divided times right mm-hmm. there, because you almost on one side get, and I don't know if disappointed is the right word, but like almost like a sigh from the folks that were like really into how NASCAR went behind him. And then there's almost like on this other really divided side celebrating, like, you guys were freaking out over nothing, when it's like everyone should just be thrilled mm-hmm. that he wasn't being targeted in this awful, heinous, terrible sign. And it's just not a good look for, I just find, like, the climate of America. And that's what I think most disappointing about how this all turned out.
I just think obviously it's compounded from a lot of different things, hundreds of years of things. But I think for recent times, as far as race relations go, we've been so big on the, whole, I don't see color thing, which is not what I would like you to do. I want you to see my color because that's my experience. But so much is the, I don't want to talk about it. I don't see color. Let's move on. And so what you have now, and what is essentially an inflection point, is a group of people feeling like they're being left behind because of who they are. And maybe they think they're good people, but they still think they're getting left behind. And we have to be able to say to them that, yo, we have officially drawn a line in the sand now. And there are moments in history where that happens, and right side of history, I mean, that's a real thing. And we have to have that conversation because, like I said, that line's been drawn now, or at least we are trying to sharpie that line in, if that makes sense.
Right.
More COVID, huh? Because of course, KU is offering a COVID class. So maybe this is something you're into.
The same questions that we're grappling with every day about masks in society are going to be felt right in the classroom.
University of Kansas Edwards campus is turning the curiosity of the pandemic into a learning opportunity. Starting this fall, KU students can get a certification in public and population health, something new to the school.
This will be a building block for a new degree.
This reminds me of the movie about an event that just happened like 2 years ago. The COVID class should be happening when we know what happened with COVID. People still don't get how it works. Like, the scientists don't. How are they doing a class on it? What are you teaching? Oh, we don't really
workshop it.
Day by day, we're going to teach a class about COVID. Like,
they were saying that the part, some of the curriculum is having like workshop discussions. Like, what does it mean to wear a mask and the whole like civil liberty
nobody
versus.
Knows. Nobody knows is what I'm saying.
I think people know. I just don't think people give a damn.
Well, yeah, but like nobody exactly knows how it's transmitted 100%. Nobody knows if like, well, one person gets it and the other person gets the same strand, yet they're deathly ill and the other guy's just walking around like nothing happened.
Maybe a Jayhawk solves the problem. Maybe we rock chalk this ish. Wave that pandemic instead of waving the wheat.
All I'm saying is like, let history be written before we're jumping to have a class. That's the trend you've seen in Hollywood for the past like decade is this event happens and we're rushing to have a movie about it. So we're first. The movie about history should come at least, there should be a decade or two even before you're allowed to do a movie about an event. I that's what I'm saying.
I will tell you this, HBO is going to have a field day with 2020. In fact, we may have a trilogy on just the first 6 months of 2020.
If you want to join my committee, it's the Pete's Against Too Recent History Committee. So shirts will be out next week.
Present right. Day Peter Swain.
There's a reason they call me Present Pete. And if you pre-order, the present will come with a free pen. $4.99.
We'll stay with education real quick because we do have some listeners, our KC Morning hosts, because this is your KC Morning show, who have kids K through 12, and I don't know how y'all going to do this.
So far, what we know about next year's academic calendar is not very much. The district surveyed 4,000 families and teachers, and right now they have three options. The most popular, students have in-person classes, but parents can opt in for their children to have an online option and stay at home. The second is that there's no online option. Everyone goes back to in-person classes. The third option is that no one goes back and everyone stays at home with online classes.
Teachers, y'all doing the best you can, trying to put these online curriculums together. But I know you hate it. And I know that this is ridiculous. And I know that if I'm a kid, if I'm a sixth grader, if I'm even eighth grader, if I'm even in high school, this online stuff, I'll just be real. I ain't going to do it. And if I'm going to do it, it's going to be not well done. You want me to log on? I mean, if my Wi-Fi signal is down,
right?
You know, what am I going to do? Especially not now. These kids know more about the internet than I do. They can get to the dark web before I can.
There's a case to be made that, you know, you could learn everything that you need for your upcoming craft on the internet. So I would just, if you're a kid out there, you got the KC Morning Show stamp of approval to just drop out of school.
That's how we started this show, was DIY. You can do it yourself.
You don't need schooling and you won't make money with us, but you'll have fun doing it. And that's the main thing.
Stay in school if you want. Do the drugs that are fun. That's what
I like. No, we're not going to throw our support behind that part.
Journalist might be. Okay, this is probably going to be our last heavy story that I got a couple fun ones, but I do want to get to this because it's super important. Has not been, it hasn't gotten the mainstream attraction outside of like the community that it's involved in. It's wrestling related. Pro wrestling is going through a bit of, it's not even a bit of, pro wrestling is going through a reckoning right now. It is a culture that is pretty gross, pretty toxic for all the reasons that you probably think is happening. And the hashtag is speaking out.
So we have the hashtag speaking out that has been circulating since late last week. Lots of allegations coming up against a lot of personalities in the pro wrestling industry, involving everything from, you know, just manipulation and sexual harassment all the way up to assault of various forms, adultery, and just really disgusting stuff that I really usually don't want to talk about on this channel because this channel is for fun, but we also cover pro wrestling, and when something's this big, you can't really ignore it.
The Me Too movement, which started years ago now, has it's come to every industry, as it should. 100%. Again, this is where we draw those lines in the sand. We have a recalibrating. You know, the market needs to correct itself. You know, pro wrestling is it's an audience of one whenever I talk about it on this show, but this is huge. This is absolutely huge. And I want to stress these are allegations, but it's a lot of names that are big in my world. Jim Cornette, he's been around forever. Velveteen Dream, Marty Scurll, WWE released Jack Gallagher. He was the first that was released from WWE based off those allegations. When you're a young gun and you got a grizzled vet who's multi-champion, who's been around the business forever, and you're getting started, well, these stories we're saying is that how can you say no to an opportunity of a lifetime, which is just so heartbreaking that that's even something that had to be on the table. And it's something that's been way too long. You can't be anything more than proud of every single person that came out. But again, these are allegations. So you've got to go through the process. That's the problem. When it comes to believing women means going through the whole process. It means investigations. It means finding out what happens. It means bringing those people to justice who committed those crimes. But also it is saying when those investigations prove allegations false, it's also saying that too. I think that's also important in the Me Too era, which I think is also not quite getting attention, that some of these claims have been debunked. So moral of the story, the most important thing of all this is that we have some brave men and women who came out, who were assaulted, who have had trauma, who have never ever should have experienced any type of anything like that. Nothing but proud of them, and hope that they can recover and do well and live the best life. And hopefully they can still stay in the business, because at the end of the day, professional wrestling is an escapism. It's poetry in motion. It's storytelling. It's the battle versus good and evil. This is now me getting too into professional wrestling. But it's that kind of feeling for a lot of people, including those people who have now had to come forward because they were mistreated. So hashtag speaking out on social media. Give it a go. And it's tough, but these are the things we got to look into the space, and we got to come to grips with it. And most importantly, we got to fix it. Let's talk about the Truman Library. That's one of my favorite field trips when I was in middle school, because I'm a nerd. And now it's going to be reopened here pretty soon. Nice little facelift.
The first thing that grabs your attention from the outside of Truman's Presidential Library is the grand new entrance. It's now on the east side of the grounds. Large new windows display the presidential seal. The exhibits taking shape are designed to give a lot more details about Truman's presidency, including his personal life. State-of-the-art technology is being installed to offer 3D experiences to take you back in time.
It's an incredible moment to realize that this stuff is going onto the walls. Cases are being installed. Artifacts will soon be installed. We're going to have a real museum on our hands here very shortly.
Hey, Truman Library, I'm a big history buff. Yeah, we should do a thing together. I got some things I'm working on with World War I Museum. Truman, let's hop on board. I'm a big hairy ass guy. My daily constitutionals. I remember that question on my high school exam.
I would like to go there. I've been there before. It is, I think, sort of a hidden gem that you forget about in Kansas City. And if you have some time, you have a free day, you have an off day, maybe a mental health day, head on over to the Truman.
Don't look at me. Listen, what? Do I have a couple of mental health days saved
Listen,
up? Do I use them frequently?
You sometimes have to stay in bed. And
hey,
once you get up, head to the Truman is what I'm saying.
To love yourself, Pete, is the beginning of a lifelong friendship. Don't forget that, Pete. Don't ever forget that. Our last story. Finally, let's finish it with food on your KC Morning Show. This you right here. Food. It's a Kellogg's mashup, baby.
I follow my nose. It always knows. Kellogg's Fruit Loop Cereal. Part of this nutritious breakfast.
They're great.
It finally happened. You've gone completely Fruit Loops.
Kellogg's has acknowledged its first mashup cereal. Frosted Flakes combining with the Fruit Loops. The company acknowledges that many Americans combine those cereals anyway. I have. Have you combined those? Well, what's your mashup? Because I do like to combine cereals.
So I like to mix up these grains with these marshmallows. They come together in the Lucky Charms box, but I'll just keep them mixed. I don't separate them. That's my mashup, just Lucky Charms.
Well, if we learned anything from human history, especially in this country, separate but equal just doesn't seem to work. So you got to blend those things together.
Oh,
is that too soon?
Come on. Come on, man.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
I'm going to give you the option. I'm going to give you the option this time, man. I wanted to do a list. I'm going to put all my chips on the table, Pete. I wanted to do a list, but if we are running short on time, we can push this list to Friday. I will be completely honest with you. I'm going to give you that luxury.
Yeah, we should. I mean, if you could ever kick the list down the pathway, making sure you just keep doing that until maybe you forget about it or something.
Okay, here's some breaking news for you, Pete. Today is actually opposite day.
You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
Yeah, man. This is your list of Hartzell on your KC Morning Show. My name is Hartzell. This my list.
Can't exactly. Believe you did that to
that's
me.
What it is.
Can't believe you gave me the option there, and I said no thanks. And boom, here it is.
You know, I realized as I was talking about it, you know, Radio 101, I can't tease something and not give you a payoff. That's just not how that works. That would not be doing my due diligence.
You could have.
Your list starts, so I got something for you. 10 dates that we think you can still pull off in the age of quarantine, in the social distancing world. Can you still, you know, get a little action? Take him or her out and have a night of it. Let's do it. Number 10, going on a mini road trip. I can confirm that's still a thing because I myself went to beautiful, beautiful Colorado. So that's still a thing. I can confirm. You can go ahead and take a mini road trip. Number 9, Pete, watching a live stream concert. I definitely did that. We had our virtual Buzz Beach Ball. That was dope. You watched a few, didn't you?
Yeah, loved the virtual Buzz Beach Ball. The grooming committee was excellent, I thought. You guys had bare naked
committee, and we play that band so much. I would think you know their name by now.
The bare naked ladies. The who else was on there? The glass animals. The glass animals. There you go.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Let's do number 8. This is your 10 list of date ideas in Corona. Gardening together. You big flower guy? I could do that. Number 7, other exercise dates. So something outdoor, maybe yoga related. Okay, number 6.
Work on those positions.
Wow, wow, wow. Number 6, bike rides. So you're going to be staying in the outdoor ideas. Number 5, going on a hike. Number 4, the drive-in movies. Yep, been doing that. Number 3, beach excursions. Wait, beach? I thought we decided we're not going to the beach anymore. Oh, this list is null and void.
Georgia and Florida, baby.
Look, I'm just bad. That's bad advice. All right, well, number 2 is a picnic in the park.
Ozarks.
Number 1, any ideas with the best dates in the age of Corona? It's also one of the best dates you can do, and it's the only one we haven't mentioned. You could
backwater jacks.
No, not that one. One more time. It's on land.
Shady Gators.
Shady Gators. Well, here's the thing. If you go to a mini golf, you will probably have a hole that includes you having to hit a ball through an alligator's mouth. So I'm going to give you partial credit as I'm grading you at home, since number 1 is, in fact, mini golf. Dates you can still do in the age of Corona, because this right here, this was your list of Hartzell. You needed this one, Pete, because listen, you're still dating. Lady G
thank
needs
God.
Me wined and dined.
Thank God we didn't wait until Friday for that. Couldn't live without it.
The KC Morning Show.
Take me to sports.
Someone's got to take the controls from this guy. Welcome into sports. Good news for any fans of the Kansas City Royals. Baseball is back with a few changes.
We've been waiting for the universal designated hitter, Scott, for what feels like decades now. But the runner starting on second base in extra innings is a really interesting one, and something that's been in play in the minor leagues, in the World Baseball Classic. The idea behind doing it now, number one, is to test it out. But number 2, more than that, we recognize that with this aborted second spring training, you know, 3 weeks to get pitchers ready. Guys' arms just aren't going to be the same. That's why rosters are going to start off at 30 for the first 2 weeks of the season and go to 28 before eventually settling at 26. The issue with this, of course, is that it winds up being one of those scenarios where you bunt a guy over to third, and then you have a couple of intentional walks, and then you're looking for a sacrifice fly. Is that really how you want games to end? It's going to be interesting to see it happening at the big league level.
After nearly 3 months of what was a ugly battle between owners and players, they've agreed to a 60-game season that'll start on either July 23rd or the 24th. And as I've said before, the Royals in a 162-game season would have no shot, really, at any kind of playoffs or title or anything. Man, 60 games, if you, in a regular year, if you think about it, the worst team in the league will win 60 games.
Just on accident.
Just on accident. So you don't know how this is going to go. If the Royals really get into a good streak, a hot start, they could make a push to maybe get into the postseason. The teams will play their four divisional opponents 10 times and each of the five interleague opponents in the same geographical area, four games apiece. The NL will use a designated hitter. Extra innings, we talked about already. The runner on second base, that'll be a bit odd, except for the playoffs. Trade deadline, August 31. Rosters will start a little more expanded to try to give people some more players for COVID. Everything that you see with COVID, where the teams end up having it, it ends up being 10 to 15 players. So I think maybe you even will have to expand it further. We'll see.
So this is the Royals record after 60 games. This is my guy, Cody Tapp over at 610 Sports. What up, Cody? 2014 World Series run number one after 60 games. We were 29-31. Okay. 2015, the World Series run, the you know, bringing home the crown, taking the crown, 35-25. In 2015, 30-30 in 2016, 26-34 in 2017, 21-39 in 2018, and last season, a whopping 19-41 after 60 games.
Last season was bad. It was a bad run. But
so there we go.
I'm telling you, you never know. You never do know. Yeah. I understand you. You know, the magic number to get in the postseason, I would imagine, will be somewhere in the like 38. Mm-hmm. The 45-ish
hey,
range.
My football number in high school.
Yeah.
Varsity sports.
Yeah. This is professional sports segment. Patrick Mahomes is teaming up with LeBron James for morethanavote.org, which has drawn mixed reaction. This almost stems back to my point in NASCAR. I mean, they are just promoting votes. It's connected with Black Lives Matter, which a lot of people seem to have a problem with. And I don't know. I tend to like that.
Matthew, I thought people were on board with this thing. I've only seen good stuff.
Yeah, there's just been mixed reactions. I don't know. Okay. And Patrick Mahomes and Tyrann Mathieu are developing their own voter initiative. So Patrick Mahomes is throwing his support behind the LeBron James effort. And again, that's morethanavote.org. What?
This is me and we got a Pat Mahomes bobblehead. This is me giving him nucks. Big nucks, right, man. Proud of you. Good job, Pat.
Yeah, and the emphasis for LeBron James is he wants more Black voters registered. Mm-hmm. And I think there's this grand fear among what would be, you know, the right or conservative that have the support behind Donald Trump, that if you really get people to turn out, that was probably like the landslide people were expecting during the Hillary. So there should be no greater fear than people actually registering and turning out, which is happening now. And so I think that's where you're seeing some of the discord. I have to support this. I mean, how could you not support? I don't right. get it. I no matter what type of groups or of people you're talking about voting, the more voters out there, the better. Everyone should get out there and vote. It's your right. It's so important, especially now more than ever. And again, Patrick Mahomes joining in this effort. It's been a while to see, though, some of the comments, and I get it. It might be a vocal minority of people who are in a sense, like saying to Pat on Twitter, you know, you're losing fans. I used to be a fan of you and et cetera.
Oh, no. Whatever will Pat do? Oh, no. I'm sure.
Yeah, there's plenty of fans. I realize that it's the vocal minority. It's just strange to see because I just – and during the course of his career, it just it seemed like there would be no issue ever to dislike Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And I think that should be to his credit here, because he's still working on what should be an historic contract. There's a fair amount of risk. I mean, he is going to be obviously really wealthy regardless, but as you're working on the most expensive contract in NFL history, for you to still follow what you believe and do things that not everybody is going to like, I think that just speaks to the type of kid he is.
Jordan wouldn't have done that. Jordan would not have done that. And who would have thought we'd have personalities like that on our team?
How many times have I told you not to talk about your old morning show and the current morning show?
Oh, shots fired. It's spelled differently. Pete, next story, please.
Kareem Hunt and the Chiefs have moved on from the 2018 release. Kareem Hunt spoke to the Cleveland media about the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. And you could tell he's finally starting to move on from this.
No, I've been moved on from that. But, I love those guys. I got brothers on that team. You know, I came in with a lot of those players. You know, love the coaches there. You know, they're all good people, and they deserve it. And I'm happy for them. You know, I talked to a lot of them, and I'm very happy for them. They're champs. They deserve it. I know how hard that team works, and, you know, how hard – you know, they stress to be great. So
there you go. Kareem Hunt, again, was released in 2018, was a star for the Chiefs during his first two seasons, and ended up going through that scandal, and he didn't tell the Chiefs the truth. They ended up parting ways, and now he's with the Browns. This will be his final year in Cleveland, and then becomes an unrestricted free agent. So if he can have a good year and stay out of trouble, he will have successfully turned his life around. But again, you know, it's been tough for him to stay out of the weeds. So I think from afar, we're rooting.
Was that pun intended?
Not intentionally, but sometimes it happens that way. So moving on, Royals signs their six-man draft class, which is, I think, a good thing here. The Royals were in great shape when they were able to get who a lot of people regarded as the best pitcher in the draft, and Ace Lacy, the scouting director for the Royals, Lonnie Goldberg, believes he has the talent to pitch at the front of the rotation. So this is a big, rangy left-hander, considered, again, the best arm. He slid to the Royals at the fourth overall pick. They got a shortstop in Nick Lofton, Chicago high school right-hand pitcher Ben Hernandez, Alabama outfielder Tyler Gentry, Oregon State left-handed pitcher Christian Chamberlain, and Eastern Illinois right-hander Will Klein in the fifth and final round. So you can tell there's a pitching theme to the Royals draft. They got those draft picks signed. And then my guy, my fellow Peter, Big Verm of Sporting KC, he had some comments recently via MLS.com on one of the podcasts, Extra Time, regarding racial injustice and the push upcoming in what will be an abbreviated MLS season.
One of the things that I think, and I said this to the guys, is that this is something that we cannot allow time to allow it to be forgotten. It can't be one of those things where, okay, well, there's been some protests and now people are kind of over it and you got less people showing up. It's got to be taken to another level in that we can't stand for these things to happen anymore, because they happen and then time goes by and you kind of forget about, oh, and then another thing happens and now you're back in it again. And then time goes by. Like we gotta change this.
So there you have it from, again, my guy, Big Verm.
Ooh, and he makes Burmese army, baby.
He makes a good point too, because it is going to be a case where people do get a little, I think, racial injustice, police brutality, push fatigue. It's for some people, it's going to be passionate. Over time, naturally, that's going to wane. But the key will be here to attend key events, vote, research, and do what you have to do yourself to keep the push going. And I think that's a good message. And I'm eager to see how Sporting handles this new world and what they do in the return to soccer tournament down in Orlando. I'm excited to see.
Do you see what they did for? Do you see their Juneteenth post they did? And I'm not gonna lie to you. I work for the club. Love the club. I didn't expect it. I did not, and I thought it was awesome. I texted my guy who shot the photos. Like, yo, this is beautiful. I loved it. So, I'm excited for the opportunity, especially in soccer, to make a concerted effort to get rid of this, because, you know, racism in soccer is just that's since Jump Street, and overseas is even worse. But I tell you right now, there was that quote that they posted from Peter Vermees about if anything like that happens, I dare a bigot to try to step to Peter Vermees. I dare you, because that ain't gonna go very well.
Yeah, no, he's a big man, and he's a great Peter in the Peters Club that we have going, and we're proud of him.
I love it.
So there you go. That's all sports. For sports, and I have some events for you if you want them.
Love some events. You want music for events or music for what we got after that? The big Wednesday thing we do.
Yeah, that big Wednesday thing. It doesn't matter to me, man.
You know what? Let's do no music, because I had some people the other day say they were actually really into some of those events. So let's make sure people hear them. No music. Pete, what's going on?
Okay. June 24th is today. And tonight they're playing 42, the Jackie Robinson movie, at the Boulevard Drive-In at 6:30 p.m. Oh. Boulevard Drive-In, 1051 Miriam Lane. Tickets at cor.org. Our friends at Chicken and Pickle are opening what is a wooftop, which is intriguing to me. I guess it has something to do with bringing that old pup down to Chicken and Pickle. Apparently, they'll feed your puppy Chicken and Pickles, and you can go on the wooftop at 5 p.m. today, so make sure you get out there. A Quinto Coffee reopening down in Raytown. Quinto, 6515 Railroad Street, 9 a.m. Today. Go get your coffee and dones. Nothing like a coffee and done to start your morning at the Quinto Coffee.
Oh, Raytown. Go Blue Jays. Raytown tonight. South sucks, though. I hate Raytown South.
Of course, there's Meat Bingo at Kelly. So forget about that. Yeah. There's nothing better.
When can we go? When are you going to be at a point that you're going to be okay to go? And no, that's actually the question to me.
I'm ready, man. I'm not ready. I'm ready yesterday.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's on me.
Nothing like playing bingo for a thick slab of meat, baby.
A lot of meat in this ring. A lot of meat.
Woody's, 6 p.m. Looks like they'll be having some type of game show. Masks are required in the bar as you're moving about. You're allowed to take them off the table. And game time's around 7 p.m. If you like Family Feud, OP is having their social distancing walk-up farmer's market. That happens, it seems like, every Wednesday and Saturday. So if you want to walk up and get some produce, I don't know if you can get milk there. On Thursday at 6 p.m., I thought this was cool. The Streetcar is having a River City Civil Rights Tour.
Nice. I like that.
And you go around the Streetcar and we'll gain a deeper understanding of how the past connects with the present and the future. You can get tickets, again, tomorrow at 6 p.m. at book.peak.com. And they will go through the Country Club Plaza and its connection to the Black Moors of Spain, slavery, the Missouri Compromise, the Underground Railroad, the Civil War, the Emancipation Proclamation, Juneteenth, Reconstruction, the origins of the KC Police, Jim Crow segregation, the Civil Rights Movement, the riots of 68, and the school-to-prison pipeline. Book.peak.com. It's being put on by the Kansas City Tour Company.
Love it. That's an excellent idea.
Back to Chicken and Pickle for tomorrow's event. They're really good about putting their events online, so I'm going to read them. It's Car Hop Night. They're releasing a Cherry Lime Rattler.
I bet they are.
Which looks pretty sassy. This is a sassy beer from our friends at Boulevard. $4 Cherry Lime Rattlers will be available all night long. And I know you like cheap beer.
Yes, I do.
You are a cheap date, Hartzell. So
yes, I am.
If you're looking...
Big Rattler guy.
You know, if you do some quick math, let's see, carry the one. That's, you can get 10 beers for $40.
Man, it's Trump money, baby. I'm good to go. I am the issue. When they talk about those people, who they, you know, they're trying to get rid of all that unemployment money, that's a me.
Yeah.
So I need them to extend that.
Employment's going to be the worst thing that ever happened to you.
Do you have some wisdom for me, Pete? Can you give me some Wednesday wisdom?
Yeah,
God,
no
how
doubt
long
about
is this
it.
Show going to be today? This is going to be a long show. Y'all got some content on a hump day. Let's see if we can do this little Forever Young. This is going to get you, Pete, this right here is going to get me all kind of fired up, boned up, fired up, ready to go. Everybody, this is President Barack Obama.
Forever Young.
I am not listening to my good friend Joe Biden give a speech. I am listening to the sweet sounds of Forever Young. Me and Michelle, Sasha.
Barack Obama would say it.
Rascal Boat.
Barack Obama would say it's good to be forever young. Bill Clinton, he would say it's good to be forever hung. And listen, enough, Bill. Like, we don't need... Not the time. In fact,
man.
The confidence of the people is more worth than money. Carter G. Woodson, don't really get that one.
No, I didn't. Oh, hold on. Pete, tell these people what this is. We may have a brand new listener. On Wednesdays, your hump day, baby. Pete gives you words of wisdom to get you through the rest of your day, the rest of your week. That first quote, oh, what the hell? Oh, Pete, didn't see that coming. That first quote left a little bit to be desired. Pete, what's next?
When you have a lot of confidence and you feel like nobody can beat you, It's game over for everybody else. It's Jason Day. Confidence is contagious. So is a lack of confidence. Vince Lombardi said that. Kansas City right now has the Lombardi Trophy, which we like.
Oh, wow. What a segue.
When you have confidence, you can do anything. Sloan Stephens. Confidence is everything. Confidence is what makes that simple white tee and jeans look good. And that was by Sierra. You know Sierra?
Sierra!
Is she the one that...
beat is automatic. Yeah.
Is she the one who sings My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard?
Is that her? I think so. Or was that Christina Milian? One of the two.
My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard. And they're like, it's better than yours. That's Khalees.
Khalees! Ah! I feel like a fool. I feel like I'm forever old. I missed that young reference.
Hey, Hartzell, the most
2006.
Beautiful, the most beautiful thing that you could wear is confidence. That's Blake Lively. He's in a good show we call Gossip Girls. You can stream now live on one of the streaming platforms.
You know, I met her brother. I met Blake Lively's brother. He was Rusty in European Vacation.
Right.
Yeah.
Rusty Lively. Confidence is a very fragile thing, says Joe Montana, former chief. The confidence and Chiefs and Gossip Girl heavy Wednesday wisdom today. Pete Sweet.
Can you give me one more?
When you have confidence, you can have a lot of fun. And when you have fun, you can do amazing things. That's Joe Namath, former Jet.
Was he drunk when he said that? Or just a slight buzz?
Yeah, he was struggling. You want one more bonus?
Give me a bonus, baby. Peter B. Swing, the B stands for Bonus Winston on a Wednesday.
All right. This gem comes from a little bird I would call Barbara Streisand.
Ooh.
Doubt can motivate you, so listen, don't be afraid of it. Confidence and doubt are two ends of the scale, and you need both. They balance each other out. Thanks, Barb.
Ooh, I thought you might give me a quote from, like, Memories. I love that song.
To be the man, woo, you gotta beat the man. Ric Flair.
That's excellent. Peter, good job, man. The background vocals of this is just killing me, but I don't hate it. We got 15 seconds. Give me one more quote. We got 13, 12.
We're going to take
10 second warning. Give me one more quote.
We're going to take Rael Salt Lake and stick soccer balls up their ass. And that, of course, is Big Verm. So thank you for that.
Pete, man, it is another good day to see you. Another great day to be a Kansas Cityan, our KC Morning Hose. We love you.
Sunscreen.
More than you'll ever know.
Wear sunscreen, yeah.
Where can people find us? Give us those social handles.
Yeah. It's KC Morning Show on everything except Instagram. And that is the KC Morning Show. That's it. I mean, that's
where do people find you?
Of course, my handle's PG Sween, Hartzell KCMS. So
no, it's not. It is Hartzell 965. But I will tell you this, man. I'm going to tell you this. That hustle that I'm working on, I'm like 99% sure that I could switch a handle and I might be able to get a check mark still.
I've been
working on some things.
If you end up having that connection, I've been searching far and wide for someone to give myself the old blue check.
Wow. Oh, you're asking me for a favor? You're asking for my, are you crying for help right now? Are you begging on your knees?
Yeah. You've never asked me for any favors. So this would be the,
usually the favors I ask you are like, hey man, you know, we can just maybe push this show a little bit later today.
Okay.
You know, we can record like 9 o'clock today. Pete, I love you, my friend. We'll do this on Friday. Give me a letter so we can get out of here.
How about a nice letter I like to call T?
Ooh, Peter T. Swain. Peter T. Swain, the T stands for take your time, baby, because we will see you on Friday. I love you, buddy. Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Love you, KC. See you in the morning. Say goodbye.
You know, it's good with tea. It's crumpets.
God save the queen. God save the Sween. That's your title.